Good evening, everyone. God bless you, and it's good to be with you again tonight. I pray that you've had a wonderful Sunday. It's been a beautiful day. I know some folks from service this morning went out to eat. Some went and had picnics and all that. I went home and tried to do my best to keep my eyes open. I've done pretty good so far, but I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to hold out with that. But it is wonderful to be able to come to be with you tonight and you allowing us to be in your home. And we're thankful that you've entrusted us and worship with us. Tonight we're going to be in 1 John chapter 4. It's going to be a little bit different, and I'm not going to keep you long tonight. I've got something on my heart. If you're on Facebook, if you're watching TV, if you're doing anything like that, the situation with George Floyd up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and then Ahmaud Arbery down in Glynn County, Georgia, which is a neighboring county to where I lived at. Matter of fact, both Maddie and Talmadge were born in Glynn County at the hospital there. And I was telling Brother Ken that our country is in a sad state right now. I mean, you look at it, and you know we're Americans, but it almost seems like a third world type situation with rioting going on, sickness, and all that kind of stuff. And so tonight we're just going to try to focus on what can heal it, focus on what can bring peace and comfort back to America, and that is Christ Jesus. But also, I saw today on Facebook that Brother Franklin Graham had challenged all the churches in America to come together and pray. And so tonight, that's what we're going to do. But I do want to say it was a wonderful time to be with you today in our service outside. Had a good crowd. There's a sweet spirit. And meeting at 10 o'clock, it sure was a whole lot cooler then meeting at 11 o'clock. Also, thanks to Brother Keith Roach for providing the tent over my head. He said he thought it was going to take off a time or two, that it was trying to lift off a little bit. But before we go into our reading tonight, and bear with me because we're not going to have singing or anything like that tonight. We're just going to try to focus on praying for America right now and then leave it at the feet of Jesus. But praise report, praise God, he's in control. We see all this that's going on, and it's scary. I mean, it's scary when you've got the pandemic on one hand and then you've got rioting on the other hand. I mean, if not before the Lord, we have no security. We don't have any. But again, like we talked about with Samson this morning, before Samson was ever born, the Lord had laid out a path and a plan for him. And the same is true for America. The same is true for each of us as individuals. So he's on the throne. And then also, praise God, this is not going to last forever. The pandemic's not going to last forever. These ridings aren't going to last forever. I'm not saying it's going to be over tomorrow, but there's seasons. And just like that, we're moving from spring into summer now. And that's what sooner or later it's going to turn. So we're thankful for that. Also, if you have any praise reports, you send them in and we'll get the hidden man with the microphone, Brother Ken, to read off the praise reports. And so continue to uplift. And you know what? Just post that you're watching. That does us good, lets us know that we're being listened to. You know, I mean, we don't want to force ourselves on you or anything like that, but it does help us know. In the way of prayer needs tonight, y'all got any praise reports tonight? God's good all the time. Amen. Amen. Beautiful day and a wonderful afternoon. Our prayer needs tonight, we do always, we want to remember the lost. We want to lift them up. Matter of fact, if I can find my sheet of paper, we're going to read them off tonight. Just the first named, so we don't embarrass nobody. The Lord knows who they are. And so we'll just read the first name. But we want to remember the backslidden. Someone on my Facebook page, I saw that they were asking, why are they destroying their own life? Why do they drink so much and all that stuff? It's just the difficulty of the flesh. And then we want to pray for marriages. We're entering into the marrying season, that people are going to be tying the knot, and then the depressed. Believe you me, there's a lot of people that are depressed. We want to remember Nicholas Patrick. That's the 16-year-old boy of Misty and Ronnie Patrick. They're friends of Sister Tabitha. And he's been taken to St. Jude's. I'm not sure if he's still down there or if he's been able to come back, but he's been diagnosed with leukemia. And so also we want to pray for Mary Snodgrass. We want to continue to pray for Brother Paul Arwood, Sheila Stanley, Brother Wayne Bledsoe. We're told today that he's doing good, so I'll probably check in with him tomorrow. I want to remember Faye Hill, Sister Ruth Roten, Paul and Becky Hayes, Levi Lynn, Rhonda Smith and Sister Patricia, Peggy DeBoard, Sister Moselle, Sister Ruth Bowen, Sister Patty Prevatt, Sister Helen Bowen, Sister Ruth Osborne, Sister Hazel Stanley, Jeanette Carter, Sister Peggy Stanley, Sister Alma Bowen, and Sister Lottie Johnson, Brother Jay and Sister Ruby Keck, Brother Chet and Sister Margaret Wheeler, Wilma Jean Tomlinson. Did I say Brother Hoyt and Sister Phyllis? I ain't said them. Brother Hoyt and Sister Phyllis Bledsoe, Wilma Williams, Linda Jackson, John and Carmine Shoup, Ryan Luke, Danny Smith, and also we've got elections coming up, and I think it's going to be very important. I believe we're fighting for the soul of our nation and for the future of our nation. And don't forget, though, we've got some aging Supreme Court justices as well, that over the next 4 years, there will probably be another appointment into that. And so and being as we're talking about our nation, we need to pray for our Supreme Court. I mean, that with the decision they made Friday to allow more restrictions to be on houses of worship is just a tightening of the control on our religious freedom. And so, and believe you me, you know, we're doing our best around here to follow what we're being asked to do. We want to do right. We want to obey the laws of the land as we are told in Scripture, especially when they're not in conflict with the laws of God. And so, that's one of our, I mean, we were founded on religious freedom as a country. So any other prayer needs tonight that we might have? Also, let's remember our frontline workers, EMTs, nurses, surgeons, all that's going on there. Pray for our business owners, managers, and pray for the state governors. I mean, just because we may not agree with their politics or whatever, the Bible teaches us that we're to pray for those that are over us. And I do believe most of them do love America. I may not agree with what they're doing, but I think they're in their mind, there is something about America that they value. And so let's pray for them and lift them up. The corona numbers today, nationally, there's been 1,833,423 that have been infected. Deaths have been 106,125, and recovered that we know of is 540,835, and there are many, many more. When you look at Rhode Island and Maryland, but Rhode Island and Vermont, they're really not reporting much in anything, who's sick, who ain't, and what's recovered. And then even Virginia's not reporting the recovery. So there's a whole lot more people that are recovering from it, especially when you see that number, 1 million, almost 2 million people in our country's had it, but only 106,000 died. That's a lot of people recovered from it. So to God be the glory. State of Virginia, there's 44,607 that's been confirmed to have it. And as of today, deaths, there had been 1,375. And so that's our prayer needs, and lift them up. Right now, I want to read a passage of Scripture. It's John chapter 4, 1 John chapter 4, meaning that it's in right before you get to the book of Revelation in the back there. And we're going to begin in chapter 4, reading all the from verse 7 all the way to verse 21. And so when you're there, say amen. All righty. It says, "Beloved, Let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, or this was revealed, that the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And that's the theme of what we're going to talk about tonight. Verse 11, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected, or it is complete in us. Hereby we know that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus Christ, that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he dwells in God. And we know and believe that the love that God hath to us, God is love, and he that dwell in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because he, as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out all fear, because fear hath torments. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. If any man say, I love God, and hate his brother, he is a liar, for he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God loves his brother also. May God add the blessings to his scripture. And I'll be honest with you. Both of those situations that right now is on the news so publicly with George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery, their rights were completely violated. And because their rights were violated, whether it was citizens' arrest down in Georgia or whether it was those policemen up in Minneapolis, it's still not right to what they did, and basically it cost them their lives. But the issue is selfishness and a lack of love is what we're seeing across America right now. I watched a video this afternoon in Dallas where there were riots, and a man was literally stomped to death in the streets of Dallas. Now, he was carrying a machete, and some say that he was watching out. But what we're seeing now is we're seeing the spirit of the Antichrist growing in our country, a rejection of authority, a rebellion against rules, a rejection of anything that resembles being told what to do or to fall in line with this or whatever. We're seeing that. And the only way that we're going to get away from racism, the only way that we're going to get away from all this violence is for the love of Christ to live through us. And I read something today that the issue is not... Let me read it to you. Sister Tabitha posted this, but I want to read this to you. It's by Martin Luther King. It said, returning hate for hate multiplies hate, adding deeper darkness to a night already void of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, and only love can do that. And that was Martin Luther King. And what a beautiful thought that is, and what a beautiful truth that is. And praise God, I still believe. If I didn't believe that God could turn things around in America, I don't know if I could still preach. You know, I could, because eternity's more important than all of that. But tonight I want us to go through any prayer needs. If you have any prayer needs where you're out there, if you'll call them out, we'll go through them, and we'll have Brother Ken read them off as well. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to read the names of the lost, and then we'll go to a time of prayer, and we'll let you have your evening, all right? But at this time, we claim two verses when we pray over the lost. One is Romans chapter 10, verse 1, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is for their salvation. And then 2 Peter 3, 9, the Lord is not slow concerning his promises, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Tom and Sharon, Melinda, Leonard, Millard, Leah, Bobby, Bill, Robert, Felicia, David, Bridget, JC, Aaron, Kenny and wife, Becky, Tim, Hunter, Rebecca, and baby, Daniel, Evan, Rick, Terry, Chuck's mother, sister, and brother, Caleb, Cody, Jason, Chris, Shane, Irma Lee, William and Wilma, Richard, Gail, Charles and Carol, Rick, Diane, Brian, Darnett, Lynette, Tony, Kane, Terry, Gerald, Brady, Jeff, Austin, Taylor, Richie, Tristan, Ashton, Kelly, Gabe, Brady, Sheridan, Bavina, Jordan, Austin, Sydney, Madison, Josh, Diane, Lavella, Kenny, Lisa, Mikey, Justin, John, Dina, Cheyenne, Jane, BV, Larry, Rita, Thelma, Claudia, Mary Lou and Mike, Florence, Letitia, Dennis, James, Drayden, Barbara, Barry, Bud, Henry, Lee, Ashley, Scott, Jalen, Michael, Isaac, Kayla, Rhonda, James and Michael, Mike, Joey, Gracie, Pauline, Misty, Ron, Greg, Lila, Brooke, Madeline, Bonnie, Jeremy, Lita, Justin, Matt, Eric, Michael, Mario, Thea, Sharon, Richie, Michael, Gerald, Don, Bethany, Frank, Keith, Robert, Sandra, Tom, Donald, Lisa and daughter, Danny and Brenda, Glenn, Sarah, Leonard, Elijah, John, Christy, Polly, Will, Neil, Mickey, Cooper, Haley, Melissa, Nathan, Damaris, Gary, Mila, Daniel, Nathaniel, Steve, Fred, Robert, Laura, Victoria, Chastity, Tina, Rocky, Sam, another Sam, Tim, Kristen, Ron, Dwight, Glenda, and Galen, Farrell, Teresa, Phil, and Devin. And for every one of those names, you could add 10 to 20 to 30 more on top of that that don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Continue to pray for Amy and the kids. They'll be traveling this week. You got any?
Pauline Hass wrote in on Facebook. She wants us to pray for her family.
Okay. Let me write that down. Also, we've got some folks that's going to be traveling this week. Some of our members. We'll lift them up and continue to lift up Brother Wayne. The Lord did a great work by them not having to go and open up his chest, but he's still got a ways to go. I think he's going to continue to be up at Charlottesville for 4 to 6 weeks. And when he comes home, he's not going to be able to lift his hands up and things like that. So continue to pray for him. But if you've seen any of his posts, he was tickled pink Thursday evening when he knowed he was going in there and they'd done told him they wasn't going to have to bust his chest open. He was doing good. All right. If you want to come to the altar tonight, you're more than welcome. I'm going to stay up here so people will know who's praying at least. But we'll take a few moments silence, and then we're going to, specifically right now, we're praying for peace and healing of our nation and all nations, but specifically America, okay? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. And if you feel led to pray, you go ahead. If you're watching over Facebook right now, maybe you didn't send us your prayer request and you don't have to, but you can call it out right now and in Jesus' name through the person of the Holy Spirit, just like we're going to be praying for Miss Hass's family, we'll agree to pray for your family that God's will and power be done in their life. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, in the precious and wonderful name of Jesus, God, I'm thankful for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Heavenly Father, Lord, I'm thankful that you sent Jesus and allowed Jesus to come and to suffer and die and put us in a right relationship with you. And God, I ask you to forgive me of my sins tonight. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you'll just continue to hold me fast and keep me close to you. Keep convicting me of where I fail you. And let me ever be mindful to repent and to be drawn close to you. Lord, don't let sin build up or pile up in my life that would distance my relationship with you, Lord. God, I'm thankful that you're ever present in my life and the Holy Spirit lives within me, and all those that name your name that's come to salvation, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you're working every moment of every day. And God, I'm thankful, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you're still calling men and women, boys and girls, to salvation. Heavenly Father, Lord, even now, Lord, I believe, just as we've lifted up those names, that you're dealing with some of them, and I know you're dealing with many across the world tonight. God, I pray that they'll have wisdom just to understand and receive you as Lord and Savior, Heavenly Father, Lord, and they'll not wait till it's too late to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And God, I ask you tonight, Lord, to be with those that couldn't be with us tonight, Lord, those that were here today or wanted to be with us today but weren't able to. Thank you for all those that's been watching us all over the country, Lord, and being a part with us. God, we praise you for that. But Lord, tonight we do come specifically right now, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you will heal our nation. And Heavenly Father, Lord, we don't deserve it as a nation. Lord, we've rejected you. We've pushed you out of schools. We've pushed you out of our homes. We've pushed you out of government. Even some churches have become a social club instead of a place of worship. Lord, we don't deserve your grace. We don't deserve your mercy. But God, I come together with my brothers and sisters and I plead for your mercy, knowing that you are a God that is merciful. You are gracious, you are good, and your mercy, you tell us your mercy is new with the rising of the sun. And so God, tonight, I just lift up these families of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Ahmaud Arbery in Glynn County down in Georgia, and there's others as the man down in Dallas, I believe it was last night, that was beaten to death, Lord. And then the night before, there was another one shot over, I think it was in Michigan somewhere. I'm not sure. But Lord, there's just rioting and all that, God. But I know that your spirit is able to calm it right now. And Lord, we're getting ready to enter into the darkness of the night. And as we read behind Mr. King, where it said that darkness cannot drive out darkness. Lord, I pray tonight that the light of the Holy Spirit will begin on the East Coast as the sun is falling, and that the light of love and the light of Jesus will begin to just move across the face of our country, Lord, and that there'll be no riotings tonight, and there'll be no murders. Lord, if they want to protest, let them protest, but God, just that it be peaceful across our country. And at the same time that you're doing that, I pray that revival be swept, an awakening come across our country, Lord, and we'll be drawn back to you, and we'll see what you will do and can do. And Lord, we pray that as you move across our nation tonight, we pray that you'll just move the sick pandemic right on out with it, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we'll be healed and we can get back to the normalness of our life. God, we pray for our graduates right now. God, those that are in high school, those that's going through college, Lord, they've had to go through a lot over these last few months. They've not been able to participate in different things, but God, we're thankful for them and we're proud of them. And I pray that you bless them and you just use them for your glory. And Heavenly Father, Lord, there's so many other needs that we have tonight. But God, right now we just pause and we ask you, Lord, to be glorified in America. We pray for our president. I pray for our governor, Northam. God, I ask you to get godly counsel around him. I pray that you touch his heart and that he be saved. I pray for our president, that he know Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, Lord. I'm thankful that the hand of the king is in your heart. I mean, the heart of the king is in your hand, and that you can turn either which way that you would choose. And so, God, tonight, there's so many other things that we could pray for, but we just stop and say thank you right now that you hear our prayer. Lord, you've answered many prayers in our lives. We can look back and we can see your hand working and moving. Even if we stop right now, we can look at our lives and situations that you're answering prayer. And not only are you answering our prayers, but you're even giving us the desires of our heart in different places. As I even think of my wife and her new job and some others that are seeking positions in different places and all that. God, not only do you love us, but you give us the desires of our hearts. So right now, we just say thank you, God. And the truth is, Lord, we are asking for your grace and your mercy. But Lord, if you never show another drop of mercy, you've always been good to us. You've been great to us. You've given us more than we deserve. And Heavenly Father, Lord, you deserve bowing and bending of knee and lifting up of hands, saying, blessed be the name of the Lord. There is no God like our God, and his Son is mighty indeed. And we just proclaim his and him as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, he which was alive and was dead, but is alive forevermore. God, we thank you and you praise you for that. And it's in Jesus' name we ask all these things. Amen and amen. All right, pick your jaw up off the floor because we'll see you tomorrow night. But tomorrow night, be with us because, see, we may be here a little while tomorrow night. A friend of mine's coming. And he's a preacher, so I'm giving you time off for good behavior tonight. But at 6 o'clock tomorrow, we'll see you again. Bye-bye.